Hello, dear children. I'm Mannequin. By the way, I'm almost as big as you are. Actually, you can't see me, but I'm here. I'm an imp, actually a story imp. And imps are nature beings. There are lots and lots of them in nature. We like to laugh, just as you do too. We like to sing and dance and hop around, just like you. And we experience a lot and also have lots to do. So there's lots and lots to tell. Now, let's see what kind of a story we've brought along for you today.
Hello, dear children. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about Pinsne. And the title is How Pinsne the Bear Snacked on Honey. On a nice, warm day in May, a big, shaggy bear walked into the deep, thick woods. The people who knew he was around were afraid, because he was so big and massive and acted like he could see over everything. They called him Master Pinsne. Very often, Master Pinsne leisurely strolled here and there. His forays through the woods were long, and he carefully explored the area. Master Pinsne wasn't in a hurry, because he didn't know about time. And so he sniffed once here and once there, and often just stayed standing. When he thought he had to see or reach something, he could also run fast. He rarely missed anything important, because he had, as people said, a good overview. During his foray today through the deep, thick woods, he snacked, as always, here and there on berries and nibbled on fresh green plants and also bushes. Suddenly he stopped and lifted his nose, as if to say,
als wenn sagen wollte,
I smell something.
He remembered that wild bees lived in the area. His sniffing nose said,
where wild bees live, there's also wild honey.
Dear children, wild bees are bees that live in a swarm, in the woods, and not in a beehive. The bee swarm that Master Pinsne had scented lived in a tree that wasn't very high. They lived in a hollow in the tree, and there they produced their honey. There was lots of honey, because no person came to fetch it to sell. Master Pinsne decided to follow the aromatic fragrance. And finally, he discovered the bee's tree. People have a saying that states, anticipation is the greatest joy. Master Pinsne's mouth began to water when he thought of the fine, sweet honey. But bees weren't born yesterday. They are smart and cautious. A bee saw Master Pinsne approaching and said, oh dear, Pinsne's coming. Surely he will want to snack on our honey. While the bear trotted towards them, a picture came up in his memory. He saw that last year he had had a fight with the bees, because he hadn't asked for the honey, but had simply taken it. He thought,
hopefully the bees no longer remember that incident, especially not that I took too much honey and also ate too much honey. I can still remember it well, because I got an upset stomach. A sigh went through his whole heavy body. I do hope the bees will give me some of their honey.
When Pinsne had approached to about 7 bear lengths from their tree, he called,
"Hello, bees! How's the honey production going? Everything going well?"
The guard bees that stood before the entrance answered Master Pinsne right away, "Oh, yes, thank you. Everything's going great."
Pinsne
asked,
"Maybe you could give me just a little pot of honey? I love to eat it so much, and you have hardly any customers for it."
The guard bees said, "Well, the elves and gnomes are the only customers for our honey. They make delicious honey waffles, not only for themselves, but for all the animals that like honey. Before we give you a little pot of honey, we have to ask our queen. So please wait a bit."
"I'd like nothing better,"
thought Master Pinsne. The fresh scent of honey was already in his nose. Filled with expectation, he sat down and leaned against a tree. Suddenly, someone called, "Hello, Pinsne. Unfortunately, we can't give you any. Our queen forbade it." Pinsne became very sad and objected.
"Do you really want to keep it all for yourself? Honey doesn't keep forever. And besides that, you are acting against the law of creation called giving. Aren't you a bit greedy?"
asked Master Pinsne.
"Don't you want to share? You hoard and then produce more and more. This means that soon you'll suffocate in your own honey. I can imagine that the elves and gnomes won't need so much honey. They'll get an upset stomach from so much honey. They can't eat honey waffles every day."
When the guard bees heard this, they discussed what could be done.
So hörst man das.
Suddenly, one of them said, "I think I have the solution." They urged Pinsne to still wait until they came again. And so, Pinsne sat down again and waited. The voices got loud in the bees' house. And Pinsne thought,
"All that just because they don't want to give up any honey."
Soon the guards came again. They called, "Hello, Pinsne, everything's okay. It took some time until we could convince the queen with your arguments. In the end, she realized that it wouldn't be right to keep everything for ourselves. You explained this to us, and now we've realized that according to the mighty law of creation, one should be there selflessly for others. Someone who has enough to eat should share with his neighbor who has little or nothing at all. The one should help the other. Someday or other, we'll need your help, so we can also certainly count on you."
"You bet,"
said Pinsne, and he was very happy when one of the guard bees gave him a little pot of honey. Pinsne sat down right away on the forest floor and ate some of it. He thought,
"It's so good. to finally eat fresh, fine honey after such a hard winter.
He stuck his tongue deep down into the little pot and enjoyed the sweetness. Even though he was very fond of sweet things and rejoiced in the honey and licked, he did know that he should eat slowly and consciously and above all, not too much. In this way, he actualized the Creator Spirit's great law of harmony. The guard bees gave him several little pots of honey to take along. Pinsne said,
"This time I'll ration it well, and then I'll have good honey for a long time."
He thanked the queen bee and also the guard bees very warmly. And since he was somewhat tired, he lay down for a little afternoon nap. While lying there, he thought about what had just happened. He was now somewhat richer in knowledge.
When something doesn't work out right away, then we shouldn't give up. With inner calmness and from a certain distance, we can solve our problems.
He had also learned to solve matters peacefully.
There shouldn't always be fighting and violence, he thought to himself. And we should think about things much more and think first before we speak.
Master Pinsne was content and resolved to also do this in the future. Then he fell asleep and dreamed about God's gifts of creation. Dear children, that was the story how Pinsne the Bear snacked on honey.
So, that was it for today. I'll be glad to have you with us again next time. I'm Mannequin, the Story Imp.